Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
We may actually circle back to Ohio State a little bit later in the show here, but coming up, age is just a number unless you're 35. We also have Leroy Horde set to join us in about 15 minutes from now. Real quick, though, we obviously were just talking to Danny Cunningham. I just was going to say, G. Bush, like, what is it going to take for the Cavs to get some more nationally televised games, my man? Like, we do this every year, and I get it. It's like Cleveland's the forgotten sort of city, and it kind of gets annoying because we all yell and scream from the mountaintops about why they should be on TV more. But it does feel like that tide is kind of turning a little bit, given how they've started this season. Like, at some point, they're just going to have to accept they got to put them on TV.
The more you talk about it, the least they put you on.
That's the rule of thumb for this?
It's like dating. You cannot care. It's the illusion.
Then we'll end this conversation very quickly.
The illusion of action. Like, you can't work your way onto national TV. You have to just be like, listen, we're good. And we beat everybody. So you're going to eventually have to put us on. And if you do, it really doesn't matter because we're still going to be good when we do play on national TV. So you can put us on now or later, but it's going to happen.
Eventually. It's an inevitability, essentially. But, yeah, tonight would feel like a game that they would put on. But I think you're right. If you win, that's another reason why I think tonight's a statement win. You beat Golden State. National picture, they start to take you a little more seriously. Garrett, what do you think is the worst age that you could ever possibly be? Just in terms of like life circumstances, body, healing, all these different things. Just take a wild guess. What do you think it would be?
Anything under the age of one. I mean, you can't control your bowels. You can't communicate. Everything is new. These noises are crazy. There's all this stimuli. You can't sleep well at night. You got to cry just to get some
food.
See,
but you got somebody who does all that stuff for you. They you don't have to wipe your own ass when you're under one.
But that's devastating, though. Can you imagine just sitting in that, like, just post it up? Like, that has to...
My son tends to not care. He needs a diaper change. He'll be off in the corner playing. But we're like, hey, let's go change your diaper. And he yells back at me, no!
It's,
I don't know.
It's the ignorance is bliss, like, you know. But I guess if you take out those child years, I think the worst age to be in this country is...
It's got to be in, like, your 80s or something, right?
Nah,
like, when you're that old?
I think it's...
Then it's like people taking care of you for the opposite reason.
I think it's when you get out of college, and usually from the ages of 20... I want to say from 23 to 28 is terrible in this country.
You got to realize you're in the real world now.
Go ahead.
Tom Hanks had a very interesting response to that question.
Was there an age where you're like, damn it, I'm good with this? Take me right here. Take me back here.
No. You know, look, I'm 68 years old. The hardest for us was when we were playing 35. That time where your metabolism stops, gravity starts tearing you down, your bones start wearing off. You stand differently. I think I'm in better shape now.
You look great. I was going to say that.
Because
you look good.
Why? Because my kids are grown up. I'm getting decent exercise and I can eat right. You can't do that when you're 35. Life is such a burden, dude. I'm just doing what my 68 years old type 2 diabetes, just maintaining the temple, baby. That's all I'm trying to do.
Maintain the temple. That's it.
Audio courtesy of Entertainment Tonight. I can see what he's saying, especially when I have a child at home. Like, I'm just eating a lot of the garbage that my kid's eating. Like, I do the whole dad tax thing. I always take one of the cookies out of the little cookie bag. It is a lot harder at this stage of my life with four different jobs that I have, going home and taking care of a child's another job. You got a wife to try to make sure you're keeping that relationship going. Like, it can be a cumbersome thing at 33 even. So I can see what he's saying, but I don't envision that at 35. Like, I'm going to think that's the worst possible age I can be. I tend to think it's going to be something when I'm like in my 80s and I need somebody to like wheelchair me around, then I just can't do anything for myself anymore.
You know what? He's at an age where he can enjoy grandchildren. He doesn't really have to worry about money. He's cool. Don't have that many responsibilities, not taking care of kids. I think now it would be worse because now kids who come out of college, they come out of college in debt. They come out and they chances are they won't do anything that they thought they were going to do. They're going to work in other jobs. Their wages are less than what their parents make. They're probably going to own houses later in life. They're going to wait to have children because they can't afford it.
I guess the original question he was asked was like, is there an age you want to go back to?
Right.
And he said no, but I guess that age, to your point, and I do think you're onto something here. Like when you're first out of college, it sucks because you have no semblance of like paying bills and all these different things that are coming your way.
You're poor.
When your loans are going to start, you're trying to like fend for yourself for the first time. That does suck, especially if you like don't have a job lined up immediately after college. It almost feels like the time you want to go back to like is college. Like
Not
4 years.
Not everybody goes to college.
That is true.
Not everybody has that sense.
That is true.
I mean, you had real life to deal with.
That's right.
Like,
so what age would you go back to if you could go back?
I'm at it, man. I'm enjoying life right now. Let's live for the moment.
I guess that's another reason why I can't say 35. Like what he said is like the worst age because.
But I get
I'm
where
enjoying
he's going.
The parent well, experience. Age, like it, I, the joy of like
age
my child
42
growing
right
every day.
Now with six children. So that's probably my own fault there. But we are just on the run, right? Like it's constantly football season. And we played our last game on Sunday against Ken's team down in the Horseshoe.
Yeah.
An amazing experience.
You won, right?
And guess where we were Monday night? We were at the next sports practice. Like it. There was no time to stop there. So there's that aspect of like you're always busy, but man.
But when you're distracted by things that you enjoy,
a chance to stop and reflect on those things that we spend our days being too busy with, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Like I got jobs that I like. I have a child that I enjoy taking care of every day when I come home. Some days are harder than others, of course. That's any family situation.
And Garrett's got family pictures to take.
Yeah, he's got Christmas card pictures.
I would probably say if I got a chance to go back to high school was fun. Like just
so long as you didn't peak in high school. That's the key. You can't peak in high school.
No, I didn't peak in high school.
Clearly. I mean, look at you.
I'm G. Bush now.
I have watched highlights of McKinley versus Maslin, and there were some peak moments there, I think, for you, Garrett. Yeah. I saw you like three tackles for a loss in one series. It was
listen, shout out to you guys in their old footage. You know what's so funny is that when you get in this industry – like people will Google, did G. Bush ever play anything? That's how long I've been doing this more than I've ever done anything else. Like, which is wild.
By the way, I'm not the only one who like the people that peaked in high school. You get a kick out of like seeing what they've done, like miserable in their lives.
That's the only reason I still have a Facebook account.
Are you serious?
I go back to your high school reunion. I didn't go to mine, but
the Lord is working with me on that. I'm not supposed to. I'm not bitter or anything. Just I wish everybody the best of luck.
Karma. It always comes back to bite you. Right.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune
I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.